The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And for June, the KCIS Ministry of the Month is Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll, the program on the station since its beginnings back in the 1970s. Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll could be heard weekdays at 10 a.m. and Sunday mornings at 7:30. Plus, their children's program, Paws and Tales, is on Saturday nights at 7:30. Recently, Chuck was doing a study on 1 Peter, describing some of the different roles that Christians play as believers.
In the study of 1 Peter, I've come across 6 lovely portraits that Peter paints, 6 specific titles God gives his people. Right away, verse 4 of 1 Peter 2, the emphasis falls on Christ. Coming to him, by the way, the context is in verse 3, if you have tasted the goodness or the kindness of the Lord. Now, coming to him, verse 4 continues, as to a living stone, remember that word picture, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God. When we come to the Lord who is full of kindness, we come to the living stone, as we're going to read later, the choice stone, the cornerstone of the house of God. The family of God, the living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God. Now, here's the first title or portrait of God's people. And you also as living stones. So the first picture we have in Scripture is we are living stones in a spiritual house. That's verse 5. As living stones, we are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. In verses 6 through 8, Peter describes the Lord Jesus, accepted by some as Messiah, rejected by others. For this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone. And he who believes in the Messiah shall not be disappointed. This precious value, then, is for you who believe, but for those who disbelieve, he quotes again from the Old Testament, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. For they stumble because they are disobedient to the word, and to this doom they were also appointed. The first, we are stones, living stones, in a spiritual building. Second, we are priests in the same temple. I mentioned in verse 5 that reference, we are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood. Look down in verse 9, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. Mentions it again. One of my favorite verses out of Hebrews says this, chapter 13, verse 15. Through him, then, Hebrews 13, 15, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. You want to know what your sacrifices include? They include the sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of our lips that give thanks to his name. Years ago, the priests sacrificed blood, sacrificed animals on altars, with literal fire and literal smoke. Now the literalness is gone, but the significance is still there. We as God's people, approved by God, born again by God's power, we now are not only parts of the same building being built, we are a part of the priesthood in the same temple. Back to 1 Peter chapter 2. We're offering up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for June, Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll. You can hear Insight for Living weekdays at 10 a.m. and Sunday mornings at 7:30. And their children's program, Paws and Tales, Saturday nights at 7:30.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.